I want to talk to you about giving it your all, giving it your all. Just write that down if you're sitting in your living room or if you're have a piece of paper in front of you. Just write that word down, giving it your all. I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you giving it your all? You know, each of us is given a mission. We're given a dream in life. And God deposited this gift within our very being. It is so deeply rooted within us that even if we did not want to fulfill the dream, check this out now, even if we did not want to fulfill the dream, we would fulfill it anyway because it is in our DNA. What is our DNA? Our divine natural ability. We have been blessed with the gift of God, manifesting it in life, whatever God has decreed for us eternally. And so for some of us, it is the gift of song, the gift of dance, the gift of writing, the gift of teaching, lawyering, engineering, directing, becoming a lawyer, becoming a doctor, whatever that gift is within you, God has given you that gift and he has deposited it within you. Now, when we engage in our calling, we feel a sense of purpose and calling we never felt before. It is something that just resonates at the root of our spirit, at the root of our being. And whenever we feel this way, this means this is what we are called to do. If you don't have to be paid for something that you're doing and you're loving it, that's your calling. That's your gift. You need to give it your all. When you do something that brings satisfaction to your very being, you don't have to be paid for it. You're not even looking to be paid for it. But wealth comes to you only because that is what you were called to do. You just got to get out there and you just got to do it because you feel it deep down in your bones. And your spirit speaks to you and echoes in you that this is what you are called to do. And you do it even if you are not even paid to do it. This is your calling, my friend. This is your gift. This is your mission. You know it. You feel it. You live it. You believe it. But now I must honestly ask you, are you doing it? Are you doing it? And if you are doing it, are you giving it your all? Are you giving it your all? Our biblical text is taken out of the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th through the 35th verse. And our Bible text comes from Mark, and where there's a woman who has been suffering from a blood disease for 12 long years. She hears that Jesus is in town and then says, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole." Now, I just paraphrase that for you, but I want you to really read that when you have some time, because it's a powerful, powerful verse in scripture that has so many lessons to it. There is a crowd in front of her, yet she refuses to allow the crowd to stop her from getting to her mission, from getting to her point, from reaching her dream of being made whole and being made healed. Now, no crowd is going to stop her. And this is her mindset. No crowd is going to stop her. No audience is going to besiege her. And no devil is going to stop her. Her goal is to get to Jesus. Her goal is to get to the master teacher. Her goal, that's her vision, that's her dream right now, because she sees in Jesus that if I can just get to him, I can reach my dream. If I can get to him, I can reach my destiny. If I can get to him, I know I'll be made whole. Her belief is guiding her action. I need you to write that one down. Her belief is guiding her action. There is no equivocation or mental reservation in her mind or spirit that if she could just get to Jesus, she would be made whole. The Bible makes it clear that while she pushed through the crowd, while she moved people out of her way, she touched the hem of Jesus's garment, and immediately the spirit got hold of her, and she was what? Made whole. And in the midst of the crowd, in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the excitement in the crowd, Jesus turns around and asks the question, "Who touched me?" What a powerful, powerful verse. If I'm going to use as a thought from which to teach this morning, or a sermon to speak from this morning, my subject simply is giving it your all, giving it your all. This biblical passage is preached much in the churches all across America. For there are many lessons from which can be drawn from this passage of scripture, because it is a way of teaching us the lessons of life. And as I read this passage of scripture, the life lesson from which I was to extrapolate from is this pertinent and paramount point, that if you're going to do something, you have got to give it your all. You have got to give it your all. Don't half step on doing something, but do it all the way. Don't love partially, love all the way. Don't give some of your tithes, give all of your tithes. Don't follow through on a little bit of your dream, follow your dream to its completion. When Paul reached the apex of his life, the scriptures records that he said that he fought a good fight and that he kept the faith. In other words, Paul what? Gave it his all. The reason why Paul gave it his all was because belief dictated his action. When you believe in something, that belief will move you into action. But if your belief is weak and unstable, if your belief has doubt and uncertainty, if your belief is without conviction, then your actions will bear witness to little fruit. Did you hear what I said? Your action, if your belief is without conviction, then your actions will bear witness to little fruit. This woman in the Bible had a belief of conviction. Her belief dictated her actions, and her actions proved mighty fruit. Because her belief was so strong, she was not fazed by the crowd. She probably said within herself, "This is my only chance to get to Jesus." She probably said to herself, "I can't let folks stop me from getting my blessing, so I need to get to Jesus now." So she did not just try to get to Jesus. She did not make an attempt to get to Jesus. She pushed through the crowd. She moved the people around. Her belief guided her actions, and her actions produced the right result. She did not just do it. She gave it her all. Because she gave it her all, her mission was accomplished, and Jesus made her whole. I want to ask you this morning, are you giving it your all? Whatever God has called you to do in life, are you giving it your all, or are you doing just enough just to get by? Are you doing just enough just to get by? Are you just going through the motions or the process, thereby deceiving yourself and making you believe you're giving it your all? God wants you to give it your all today, not just a little bit. Now, there are a couple of things you need to know when you're giving it your all. Number one, I need you to know that having an assurance that the victory is yours is giving it your all. Now, giving your all, it literally means you have assurance of the victory. There can be no room for doubt in your pursuit of your mission and calling in life. You must know that you are going to be successful. And I know sometimes we get discouraged. I know sometimes we get overwhelmed and frustrated. I know sometimes we feel like we can't make it, and that the troubles seem overwhelming. And sometimes people talk so negative about you and put negative things in your mind. But I need you to know that if you know that you know that you know that God has called you for this mission, has called you for this dream, then you will go all the way and you will give it your all. Let me reassure you today that God is not the author of confusion. If he gave you the vision, then the vision will become a reality. You just have to what? Give it your all. You can't just give a little bit of it. You can't give up in the midst of the battle. You can't give up in the midst of the journey. You have got to give it your all. If you give it your all, God will give all of himself to you. In the book of Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 1-3, we find these words, and I'm just paraphrasing it, but I want you to begin to read it. It says, "Wait for the vision." Oh, my Lord, wait for the vision. It comes at an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it lingers, the Bible says, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. You have to know that you know that you know that you know that God has called you for the mission and the vision at this appointed time. Your action on your vision is not too early and it's not too late. Can I tell you it's right on time? Can I tell you it's right for the making? But you have to have assurance, a knowing and a trusting faith that what God said, he will do, and that he will do what he said. This is why Hebrews reminds us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you can see the vision in the unseen, then you can manifest it in the seen. The challenge here is that you can't give up. You have got to give it your all. The woman with the issue of blood waited for 12 long years to be blessed, but she did not give up. Her blessing came at an appointed time. She did not allow the crowds to distract her or discourage her. She kept on pushing and kept on shoving through the crowd until she reached and touched some part of Jesus, which was the hem of his garment. She did not give up. I don't need you to give up today. I don't want you to give up today. You may have a dream that has not yet been manifested, that has not yet materialized. I need you to stay focused. I need you to keep God at the focus and at the center of your life, because if he gave you that vision, he's going to manifest it in your life. You just have to give it your all. Even if you tried and failed before, failure is not something that destroys you. Failure is to give you strength to get back up and do it a different way. God has given you the gift to manifest his power and his glory on earth. And if he gave it to you, he's not going to disappoint you. If this woman who was issued with the, if this woman who had the issue of blood, if she had got tired, it didn't, you would not have even known it, because she kept on pushing. If she got weak, she kept on pushing. If she got frustrated, she kept on pushing. You must give it your all in following your dreams. Jesus met the woman right where she was. And can I tell you, God will meet you right where you are. It doesn't matter how smart you are, how biblically well-versed you are. God will meet you where you are, and he will elevate you and bring you to the level that you need to be. But you have got to what? You've got to keep giving it your all. There is no obstacle bigger than your dream. I want you to catch that now. There is no obstacle bigger than your dream. There is no obstacle bigger than the mission which God has put before you. Let me close with this. If God be for you, then who can be against you? The enemy may want to try and stop you, but God is before you. When the enemy seeks to attack you and try to stop you from your mission, I need you to remember what God told the enemy. Touch not my anointed one, and do my prophet no harm. Keep your mind stayed on God and watch your enemy flee. I know you may not think it. It may not look like things are going to work out in your way, but I know the God that we serve. I know that he said he will never forsake us. He will never abandon us. And so I need you to stay focused on what your mission and your dream is, and I need you to keep moving. There is no obstacle so big that it can stop you from accomplishing what God has destined you to accomplish in life. You just have to make sure that you give it your all. Don't punk out because you get hit with an obstacle that's in your pathway that tries to interfere with your destiny. That obstacle is not to defeat you, but to prepare you. Your God is bigger than your obstacle. Don't you know that when God has set you on a mission, no weapon formed against you can prosper? I'm going to say that again. Don't you know that when God has set you on a mission, no weapon formed against you can conquer? Don't you know that God said in the book of Jeremiah, I knew you before you were born in your mother's womb? He knows exactly what your plans are. When you read Jeremiah 29 and 11, he makes it clear, I know my plan and my purpose for you. They are for you to prosper and for you to grow, to give you hope and to give you success. I need you to know that God already knows where you're going. That's why you can't give up. That's why you have got to give it your all. Don't you know that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world? I'm telling you, our God works in mysterious ways. And while it may not look like things are going to work out your way, you need to know he's going to make a way out of no way. But your faith has got to be in place. You got to know that you know that you know that your God is real. You have the power to overcome obstacles in your life. You just have to give it your all. Whatever God has called you to do, give it your all. You won't be disappointed. If you have to burn the midnight oil to make that dream become a reality, give it your all. If you have to knock on extra doors or make extra phone calls to sell your product, give it your all. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. If you will give it your all, then God will give him all to you. Are you ready to give it your all? If you will give it your all, then God will give his all to you. Are you ready to give your all? Are you ready to burn the midnight oil? Are you ready to make things happen that you didn't even think could happen? God wants to use you. He wants to establish his power through you, but he cannot do it unless you decide, I'm going to give it my all. Jesus gave it his all on the cross. He said, Father, into your hands I commend my my spirit. And he released himself and he allowed God to work in him to manifest his glory. You have a purpose and a mission in life, and it is to establish heaven right here on earth through your power, through the gift that he has given you. Touch not my anointed one and do my prophet no harm. If you continue on your vision and your dream and your mission, the enemy will flee from you and you'll be able to establish heaven right here on earth. Give it your all. To God be the glory.